Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. As usual, I've read a book and become slightly obsessed with it. I'll probably forget about it in a couple of weeks. But for now, what I wanted to share was one of the biggest take-homes for me from this book. I'm also still a little bit unwell, so sorry. Okay, right, I think I'm okay. So, the book is called The Gap and the Gain, which I highly recommend reading. And it's a mindset, the named after a mindset, The Gap and the Gain, that I think is essential to success as a business owner, or more to the point, success as a business owner and also to enjoy your life at the same time. So, this is me reading from said book. Most people, especially highly ambitious people, are unhappy because of how they measure their progress. We all have a quote-unquote ideal, a moving target that is always out of reach. When we measure ourselves against that ideal, we're in quote-unquote the gap. However, when we measure ourselves against our previous selves, we're in the gain. Now, most of us are absolutely terrible at giving ourselves any credit for how far we've come. And the realization that you will never reach that quote unquote ideal because you're always going to constantly be moving it forward is actually quite freeing. And I think sometimes people don't want to acknowledge this because they think it's going to stop them reaching for more or thriving for more. But it actually just takes the pressure off and allows you to enjoy where you are and appreciate where you are and give yourself some credit for how far that you've come. And actually that credit is very motivating, right? If you're like, wow, look how far I've come. Like it's motivating to then push yourself more. Whereas sometimes we get stuck in this mentality of like, oh, if I give myself any credit, then it's like saying, well, I've made it now and I'm not going to push myself any harder, or I could be doing more. There's always that I could be doing more mentality. Now, sometimes the reality can be exactly the same, right? As an example for coaching, let's say you got 15 signups for your program. Now, one person, or you previously, if you're focusing on the gap, would focus on the difference between where they are and how far they have to go to reach their goal. Like maybe their ideal was like, I want to have 20 people sign up. And by the way, whenever you get close to 20, you'll move that goal. You'll be like, oh, did I say 20? I meant 25. Oh, did I say 25? Oh, obviously it's 30. And then like before you know it, it's like, I need 100 or I'm not going to be happy. Now, like I say, that ideal is always going to move. That target's always going to move. It's not necessarily a bad thing because it's what keeps you thriving. But if you are always focused on the fact that you didn't get 5 more signups, right? That gap between where you are now and this ideal, which will always be there, then you feel quite shit, right? You feel quite demotivated. You feel like a failure. Your self-esteem is quite low. You have low self-belief. And the likelihood is you're going to give up or you're going to pack it in. Now, in the exact same position, 15 signups again, but you focus on how far you've come, you can feel completely different. Now, in this situation, you focus on the 15 people's lives that you could change, on the impact that you can have on them, on providing the absolute best service that you can so that you retain those clients, so that they tell their friends, their family, so that you build a reputation. And hey, if you get incredible results for 15 people, you can build an incredible reputation off that. And most people focus way too much on the gap between where they are and where they want to be, and they never appreciate how far they've come. That's why most people, especially business owners, struggle with consistent feelings of failure, low motivation, lack of self-belief, self-doubt. Those feelings don't tend to lead to successful outcomes. And that problem is never ending because you're always going to move your ideal. And the truth is, you don't need your reality to change. You need your perception of it to change. The same outcome can result in completely different feelings, completely different levels of motivation, and thus completely different outcomes of success, depending on how you interpret it. And we often trick ourselves into thinking that when we get to that next achievement, then we will feel worthy, then we will finally be successful. But we don't, because as soon as we get close to it, we move it further away. And this leaves you in this constant state of unhappiness and dissatisfaction, even if by anyone's standards, even your own previous standards that you might have only set like a month ago, that would be successful, right? You've already moved the goalposts. And the solution is to turn around and look at how far you've come. Appreciate the progress you've made. Like 15 people signing up, it's fucking amazing. 15 people are putting their trust in you, are putting their health and fitness in you, are so invested in you that not only are they giving you their time and their attention, and not anybody else that they could be giving that to for their health and fitness. Like, and there are so many places that they could be putting that, and they're investing their money into you. That's huge. And all you can think about is, yeah, but I wanted to get 5 more. Turn that round, focus on the 15 people that you have, create an amazing service for them, show it so that people get FOMO, and show what an incredible coach you are, and you will get a hell of a lot better results. And not only that, but you will enjoy it so much more. Focus on what you have, not what you're still looking to get. So think about like looking back down the mountain. It might seem like you've still got a long way to go when you look up to the top, but then when you look back down, you see how far you've come, and you look down at like where you parked your car, and you're like, fucking hell, I've actually come quite far, right? If you think about when you first started your business, look at everything you've learned, everything you've achieved, the lives that you've impacted, the opportunities you've had, the friends that you've made, the amount that you've grown as a person. That's huge. This mindset will single-handedly make you more successful. And it is insanely hard to grow from a scarcity mindset. It's much easier to grow when you feel like enough already. When you consider that anything you have is in an addition to what you have now. It's not a requirement. You don't need it. You want it. As a side note to this, right? It's the same way that you should think about relationships. You don't need them. They are a bonus. The difference between a healthy relationship and a codependent relationship is want, not need. I want to be with my partner. I don't need to be with my partner. I'm enough without them. I'm even better with them. That's a huge difference, right? Same with your business success. Stop comparing yourself to others and compare yourself to the version of you that isn't trying. So instead of being like, oh, Emma got this many signups, or so-and-so got this many signups, I should be doing that as well, or why are they getting more than me? Okay, well, what about the version of you that didn't even launch the program? Even if you've got no signups now, one would be amazing, right? It's one more than you would have had. And even if you launched and for some reason you got none, and by the way, working on something at the moment, this will not happen if you launch properly and you test it and you tease it before. And people on AFM, there is something very special coming for you. And look, worst case scenario, you do launch and you don't get any signups. Don't just move on, learn from it. What went wrong? Why was the positioning wrong? Did was the marketing good? Did you have the right product market fit for your audience? Do you have an audience? Have you engaged that audience? Do they know you, like you, trust you? Is there any authority there? Have you actually built, a big enough presence that someone wants to buy something from you? And then finally, what I'm going to leave you with is focus on direction. Growth is the goal. And if you're learning, you're growing. Sometimes learning looks like taking action, making mistakes, trying something, it bombing, failing, and then doing it better the next time. Stop measuring yourself against continuously growing ideals and continuously shifting goals. These are great. Don't stop doing that. I actually think that everyone should do that. It would be boring if you met your goal and then you sat back and then you're like, I'll just sit here forever then. I wanted 20 signups. I've got 20 signups. Don't want any more. Don't want the next intake to be bigger. That's that. Like, no. Like, you should always be pushing for more. But give yourself some credit for how far you've come, because that's actually what's going to keep you going. That's what's going to motivate you to keep going and doing more. And then this is something from the book. Measure backwards. Look at how far you've come. Progress is motivating. Giving yourself credit is motivating. And it will make you hungry for more, and it will create the belief in yourself that you can achieve more. Finally, if you feel like you could be helping more people with the knowledge that you have and the coaching ability that you have, but you're holding yourself back, head over to afmentors.com, fill in the application form, and I will email you.